This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The state agency that manages Medicaid is trying to avoid the worst impacts following deep federal cuts to the program. That's according to its top administrator. And when it comes to the 1.3 million people on Medicaid in the state, it means trying to keep as many of them covered as possible. Here's Kim Bimsteffer, executive director of the Colorado Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing.
Our goal, avoid draconian cuts to Medicaid.
On a webinar with well over 2,000 people listening, she and her team said they're focused on making the most of available federal funds and finding savings wherever possible. One big challenge is a tight state budget, which faces a $1 billion shortfall. Colorado Springs City Council wants to spend tax revenue from the sale of recreational marijuana on PTSD treatment for veterans. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
Council narrowly passed a resolution formally making the recommendation. It's the first use of a controversial new ordinance that overcame a mayoral veto. Councilor Nancy Henjum voted against the resolution. She said the city council and the mayor's office need to start collaborating in conversations instead of through city code.
What I see is a city council and a mayor's office who are publicly bickering, be it through resolutions from the dais, op-eds, both sides. And we're not really necessarily putting the city first.
The resolution is only a recommendation to the mayor, who ultimately has the power to allocate funds in the budget. The city is in the early stages of creating a budget, which will have to take into account an $11 million shortfall in revenues. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.